This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. President of Russia Vladimir Putin will arrive in New Delhi today on a state visit to India for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. During the two-day visit, President Putin will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. Both leaders will exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. A number of agreements are expected to be signed, including in areas related to trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture and media. President Draupadi Murmu will also receive the Russian president and host a banquet in his honour. More in this report.
Russia has been a long-standing and time-tested partner for India. Development of India-Russia relations has been a key pillar of India's foreign policy. Since the signing of the Declaration on the India-Russia Strategic Partnership in October 2000, India-Russia ties have acquired a qualitatively new character with enhanced levels of cooperation in almost all areas. During the visit of the Russian president to India in December 2010, the strategic partnership was elevated to the level of special and privileged strategic partnership. Intensifying the trade and economic relations has been identified as a priority area with a target of increasing bilateral trade to $100 billion by 2030. Bilateral trade between India and Russia reached a record high of $68.7 billion in 2024-25. Suparna Saikia, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his Russian counterpart Andrei Belousov will co-chair the 22nd India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation Ministerial Meeting in New Delhi today. The Defence Ministry in a statement said the two leaders will review the entire range of multifaceted relations between the two countries in the field of defence during the meeting. Union Minister and Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha Jagat Prakash Nadda has rejected the opposition's allegations that the government is avoiding discussion on issues raised by it. Responding to the Congress member and Leader of the Opposition in Rajya Sabha Mallikarjun Kharge's allegations, Mr. Nadda today said in the House that the government is ready to discuss every issue in the Parliament and it has not avoided any discussion on issues demanded by the opposition. Navy Day is being celebrated today. This year, the Navy Day is being celebrated with spectacular operational demonstration at Shangumugam Beach in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala. The event will showcase Navy's operational platforms and its resolve as the preferred security partner in the Indian Ocean region, guided by the broader vision of the Mahasagar Initiative. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have conveyed their greetings to all Indian Navy personnel, veterans and their families on the occasion of Navy Day. In a post on social media, Prime Minister Modi has recalled that he celebrated this Diwali with naval personnel on board INS Vikrant and termed it unforgettable.
मैं नौसेना परिवार के सभी सदस्यों को नेवी डे पर विशेष रूप से बधाई देता हूं। आपके लिए ही कहा गया है, चलो नई मिसाल हो, बढ़ो नया कमाल हो, झुको नहीं, रुको नहीं, बढ़े चलो, समंदर में हमारी नेवी देश की समुद्री सीमाओं और व्यापारिक हितों की सुरक्षा के लिए तैनात रहे आज चाहे ऑफशोर पेट्रोल वेसल्स हो सबमरीन्स हो या एयरक्राफ्ट कैरियर्स आज भारत की नौसेना की ताकत अभूतपूर्व गति से बढ़ रही है.
The top Indian shooters are geared up for the ISSF World Cup final set to take place from today in Doha, Qatar. India will field a 15-member team led by world champion Samrat Rana alongside top shooters like Suruchi Singh and Manu Bhakar. The World Cup final hosts the best shooters of the year in each of the 12 individual Olympic categories who will fight it out for the best shooter of the year award. India had a brilliant year 2025, having multiple World Cup winners and World Championship medalists qualifying for the final. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading moderately up in forenoon trade today. The Sensex advanced 108 points to 85,215, while the Nifty added 39 points to 26,025 when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.